So today I'm joined by Nina Bromham, singer and songwriter. So Nina, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, about your style of music?
Thank you for calling me a singer-songwriter. No one has called me that for some time. I'm kind of more a sort of facilitator of music making in groups. So a lot of what I do is bringing people together, whether they're very young children, people with maybe additional needs, older people, and just make people sing.
Using the internet and all of the technology available over the last few months, how has that gone for you?
My choir is called Unison, and in terms of what we've been doing a sort of variety of stuff, just trying a bit of Facebook Live and also Zooming, which is a bit disheartening in a way because, yeah, it kind of takes away that immediate wonderful sensation you get when you hear other people singing with you in a room. That's been a bit lost. So glad that finally we've been starting to see each other outdoors. That's been wonderful to just be together again. So yeah, the internet's been a tough old journey. There's not really any substitute. I'd lost sight of the fact that people just wanted to be in a space together sharing music. It was brilliant to just hear people were just loving it again. So that was great.
And one of the organisations you're involved in at the moment is Include.
Yes, they're a wonderful, wonderful local charity based in Redhill. So I guess local charities have been having a little bit of a hard time of it this whole time. But amazingly, Include have just done so much to help their members. So they're a charity that promotes inclusive communication. So basically it's for people who have additional sort of communication needs. They also started as a choir 5 years ago. All their songs are Makaton signed, so
wow, yeah.
It works on many levels. And a lot of their contents, it's all about you know, their everyday lives.
So it's very personal to them.
Yeah, it's totally amazing. The Makaton charity suggests signs of the week, and based on that sign, Include write a new song.
So wow,
on many
that's
levels.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're brilliant. They really are an amazing team. Never mind the fact that they help their members, but they also help everyone develop their awareness. And it's not a sort of niche thing. One in five people, of all people, will experience a communication problem during their lifetime. So it's really for everyone.
Now, you sent me through a song quite recently, Today's That Day, which I have to say I thought was absolutely superb. Really, really loved the music, the upbeat sound to it.
Tell me
a little bit about that. You know, why has that come about?
Yeah, so our choir likes to support a charity every year. Concerts and things like that we haven't been able to do. But what we have done is created a video, and we raised some money last year like that. And this year I was thinking, how are we going to do something similar but slightly different? So I thought, well, maybe we can have an original song. Mm. And just thought, it seemed to occur to me, and maybe I'm just sort of not really listening to the radio enough. Sorry about that.
But I won't take it personally.
I just thought there didn't seem to be that many songs that were kind of really about the things that we've experienced in the last year. So I thought, oh, let's try and write a song. And so Today's That Day seemed like a good title to start with. And also I talked to choir members about, you know, certain things that were quite poignant to them in the last few months. And so they came up with some ideas. So we kind of had an idea for the words. And then, yeah, just wrote this song. It just sort of emerged. It was quite an easy song to sort of put together. Unfortunately, less easy to sing because there's a two octave range in it, and the melody jumps up an octave, which is a bit of a kind of cliche songwriter trick there, but that's what it does. And also we've got a video to accompany it as well. And as a nod to Include, the choruses are signed in Makaton as well in the video. So
amazing.
everyone's learnt a bit of signing along the way as well.
Nina Bromham, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure, Natalie.